Governor Jared Polis has signed legislation making all-day kindergarten a reality in Colorado. In the past, school districts only received enough state money to fund half-day programs. The additional cost was up to the district or was passed along to parents. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel looks at how an influx of new funding will impact two northern Colorado school districts.
Keegan Kellogg is seated at the front of his classroom, facing about 20 students. He points to a letter-sized piece of white paper.
We're going to do this one. It says, I learned a bunch in kindergarten.
Kellogg teaches at Jackson Elementary School in Greeley. Greeley Evans School District 6 has offered free full-day kindergarten for about 15 years. The money to pay for the program has come from the district's general fund and the Colorado READ Act.
We have never charged a tuition fee for all-day kindergarten in District 6, but we know the educational importance of it.
Teresa Myers is a district spokesperson. Now that the state is funding full-day K, she says the district can take the money it's been using and use it for something else.
We know that we are existing in an extremely competitive environment for teachers, and we want to hire and retain the highest quality staff that we can.
Specifically, that means increasing salaries for teachers and other employees.
Now that we know that the full-day kindergarten has been funded, we will institute those raises for everyone in the district.
Full-day kindergarten will be funded through the School Finance Act formula. In addition to freeing up resources for districts that currently pay for full-day K, like District 6, Governor Polis says it will also help families.
Whether it's about making sure that families can save that money that would have gone to kindergarten, $300 or $400 a week, and use it for summer camps or to start a college savings account. Whether it's about allowing a second parent the flexibility to return to work sooner.
This includes parents in the Pooter School District in Fort Collins who pay about $3,000 a year to have full-day K now. Half-day is free.
I have to say we're really excited.
Madeline Noblett heads up communications for the district.
We know that not paying tuition can make a big difference in the lives of so many of our families.
The law does not require a child to attend full-day kindergarten or prohibit school districts from offering just half-day programs. Noblett says they plan to do both.
Principals at each school will decide whether to offer a dedicated half-day program or offer an embedded model. And so that's the idea that half-day and full-day students are in one classroom and the half-day students would leave early.
But for some districts, providing full-day K could bring additional expenses.
Well, I think it's important to know that this is going to be a big lift for school districts.
Jennifer Stedron is the executive director of Early Milestones Colorado, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that works to help young children succeed. This is why the governor also signed a bill providing another $25 million to help districts with their implementation costs.
So that districts can do things like buy little chairs and little desks for their little students, buy new materials, and otherwise get themselves ready to offer a quality experience for kids.
What did you learn in math?
Math?
Yeah, with Miss Glasgow. What did you learn in math?
I counted.
Back in Keegan Kellogg's kindergarten classroom, his students are wrapping up the school year with a writing assignment.
You know all of your numbers now. So let's write that, okay?
Even though District 6 has offered full-day K for about 15 years, spokesperson Teresa Myers says space is still an issue. So the district may ask voters for help.
We are looking at the potential of doing a bond issue in the fall and maybe needing to address some of that to make sure that we have space for all these kids.
On the next page, you need to write four things that you
learned.
Four things that you learned in kindergarten. Are you guys ready to get started?
Yeah.
Stephanie Daniel, KUNC, Greeley.